Athabasca. The only thing Athabasca County Rev. Brian Hall wants to look back on is the day COVID-19 is over. In a January 13 interview, Hall said the weeks since each councillor was sworn in November 1 have been a time of learning their roles, learning about the impressive job each employee does, about the variety of diverse services provided, and the cycle of planning and operations. With 9 new councillors this term, there are opportunities to challenge and examine what we've always done, Hall said. While we are still organizing a strategic planning session, we plan to have this discussion once the SAO has been hired. Don Phillips became interim SAO after Ryan Mayer resigned in June and the previous council decided to leave the hiring of a replacement up to incoming councillors. As the chief administrative officer as council's only employee, it is one of the most important decisions elected officials will make, along with annual budget decisions. The search and recruitment for a SAO is underway, he said. This may be the most important decision we're going to make in the next year, and while there's a limited amount I am able to report at the moment, I can say council is committed to finding the right person. There are also a series of meetings scheduled about the budget with the intent of approving the 2022 financial path in March, Hall said. The second task is the setting of a budget for a complex organization when many costs are increasing, and some sources of revenue are decreasing. He added he feels fortunate to have a good working relationship with the county's municipal neighbors and feels it is a genuine strength for the region. Our council has met with the councils of the village of Boyle and the town of Athabasca, where we discussed a number of regional issues, including Athabasca University, the Regional Subdivision Appeal Board, and emergency services, among others, he said. And while there is a lot to learn for the novice councillors, Hall appreciates how engaged each of them are and how they bring diverse perspectives to the decision-making process, are keen to learn, to ask questions, and to advocate for the region. Given our short tenure, we're still getting to know each other, and learn each other's strengths and to learn our roles and how to affect change within the rules that govern how we operate, said Hall. Although we're new, we have had good debates and been able to bring differing views to the table for discussion. It's a sign of a healthy democracy that we can debate differing positions, and then move forward together respecting the outcome of the council decision. Hall added it's a privilege to be elected and have the trust of neighbors and community, and he is excited for the council to continue engaging with Athabasca County residents on short and long-term priorities. I look forward to seeing COVID-19 in the rearview mirror and do worry about how the community comes together after all the division the debate around vaccines has caused. However, I am confident that we will move forward together, said Hall. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca